This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Flags across the United States have been ordered to fly at half staff by U.S. President Joe Biden following the shooting at an elementary school in Texas that left 19 young students dead, two adults as well. More on the president's reaction to the killings from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
President Joe Biden, in a seven-minute-long address to the nation Tuesday evening, said mass shootings like the one earlier in the day in a Texas farming community do not happen with the same frequency in other countries as they do in America.
Why? Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone?
The president added it is time to turn this pain into action, calling for politicians to stand up to the gun lobby and pass what he called common sense laws to make assault weapons harder to acquire. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
North Korea launched three ballistic missiles toward the sea on Wednesday, according to its neighbors, hours after U.S. President Joe Biden wrapped up his trip to Asia, where he reaffirmed U.S. commitments to defend its allies in the face of the North's growing nuclear threat. Ukrainian authorities say workers digging through the rubble of an apartment building in Mariupol found 200 bodies in the basement, saying it was a grim reminder of the horrors still coming to light in the ruined city that has seen some of the worst suffering of the three-month-old war. An advisor to Mariupol's mayor said Tuesday that the bodies were decomposing and a stench permeated in the neighborhood. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Russia's parliament gave preliminary approval to a bill that would allow the government to appoint new management of foreign companies that pulled out of Russia after its invasion of Ukraine. According to the state news agency TASS, the new law would transfer control over companies that left Russia not for economic reasons, but because of the anti-Russian sentiment in Europe. And the U.S. TASS said the foreign owners would still be able to resume operations in Russia or sell their shares. AP sources said that U.S. President Biden plans to sign an executive order on policing today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Wednesday is the second anniversary of George Floyd's killing by Minneapolis police. Three people familiar with the matter say the president will sign the order alongside Floyd's relatives. It would require federal law enforcement to review and revise use of force policies, restrict the flow of surplus military gear to local police, and encourage limits on chokeholds and no-knock warrants. The order does not go as far as the president originally wanted. Bipartisan police reform talks stalled in Congress last year. The new steps are the results of months of talks between the White House, civil rights groups, and police organizations. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Germany has ordered 40,000 doses of a Bavarian Nordic vaccine to be ready to vaccinate contacts of those infected with monkeypox. In an outbreak in Germany becoming more severe, but officials are banking on other precautionary measures for now. Bavarian Nordic, a vaccine company based in Denmark and the Bavarian capital of Munich, developed a vaccine based on the modified vaccination Ankara smallpox virus. Surges in COVID-19 cases are causing disruptions in many parts of the United States. But as the school year wraps up and Americans prepare for their summer vacations, many people have returned to their pre-pandemic routines. Case counts are as high as they've been since mid-February, and those figures are likely a major undercount because of unreported positive home test results and asymptomatic infections. An influential modeling group at the University of Washington in Seattle estimates that only 13% of cases are being reported to U.S. health authorities. Recapping our top story, flags across the United States were ordered to fly at half staff by President Joe Biden following the shooting at an elementary school in Texas that left 19 children dead as well as two adults. More at VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.